Before we do, we would like to know if anyone would like to share with us an Amunabad story. We had some stories. Who shared last time?
Didn't we say we should save them?
Save them. So you save them. Who's younger?
I also saved.
Go ahead, Yos.
Morty also saved one. Morty's a half older, so it's fine.
No, it's very older.
Okay, Yossi, go for it.
Okay, fine. Basically, so I was trying to get my whole permit license situation.
Whoa, yeah. Mine's the same type.
No, my God. And then, so basically, before you got your permit, they give you like a paper.
Yeah.
So I was trying to practice every day, and then one day I lost it. And I needed to practice every day because I was getting my road test like 2 weeks later. So I'm like, if I find it, I find it. Hopefully I'll find it. A few days later, I find it, right? So everyone's like, oh, cool, Amunabad story. Let's take it to the next level, all right? So usually it takes 2 weeks for them to send the card, and you need the card to take the road test. And they weren't sending it, nothing, whatever. And we called them, and they're like, you can't order another one until like it's like 5 days before my road test. You can order another one. So, like, I had to do this whole thing. I'm like, you know what? Whatever, I'll just try to do it. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. I won't have the road test. It's like 5 days before I call them. And the guy was really nice, actually. He said, we're going to try to get it as fast as possible. Hopefully, you'll get it Tuesday or Wednesday. And Wednesday's my road test. So I'm like, there's nothing I can do anymore. It came Monday morning. And, I had it. That's basically the Amunabad story. And I passed on Wednesday. So thank you very much, everybody.
Congratulations. Do you have a license or a permit?
License.
Ooh.
Yes, I can testify, Yoshi's a very good driver.
That's
the
Amunabad story. Fast.
So what's the Amuna was staying calm, even though it wasn't, like things weren't.
Through all the challenges,
you just stayed, kept even keel, nothing was getting, wasn't.
And I knew that it might not work out.
Right?
You knew that. I wasn't saying it was going to work out.
Excellent. Okay, we're going to start talking over here. I gave out to you a small piece from this Sefer, Chemda Toiva. Does anyone know who wrote this Sefer?
Dov Halpern.
Excellent. Rabbi Chaim Dov Halpern wrote this Sefer. It's called Chemda Toiva. I'm guessing Chemda is Chaim Dov. Ches Mem Dalet. Chaim Dov. Halpern was the hey. Chaim Dov Halpern is Chemda. Okay, this is an introduction to the Yud Gimel Ikrim. Listen to this. This is fascinating. This is an historical perspective on the Yud Gimel Ikrim. I think you'll all find this really very interesting and give us a little bit intriguing. Excellent word. We're on the page that has two columns, which says Beis on the top, even though it's really Aleph. But I mixed different pages together. So, who made up the Yud Gimel Ikrim?
Rambam.
The Rambam is the one that constructed this list. This is the top 13, right? It's the Rambam's top 13, or Yud Gimel Ikrim. Well, guess what? It was controversial. Here we go. Yeshnam shehisnagdu leharambam. You following me inside over here? There are people that were misnaged. You know what misnaged means? Resisted. Opposed. Opposed is a good word. La Rambam al etzem ha-ra'ayon on the idea limnois ikrim batoira. The Rambam is the one who came up with this very novel idea. I mean, you got to have a lot of confidence to be able to say, I'm going to come up with the 13 principles of faith. Where did the Rambam get it from? It seems to be he made it up. And there are those that were misnaged and that they opposed.
Why is it called Ikrim Torah?
We're going to see. Sharei, we're going to see. He's going to talk about the Sharei Anu Ma'aminim B'chol HaTorah Kula. U'mishekoifer Afilu B'mila Achas B'Torah. U'besipur Echad Harimamin V'apikaris. Let's say there's one story, and he goes, that didn't happen. He's a koifer. Let's say there's one word in the Torah, and he says that word in the Torah someone like put in there. That's not real. He's a koifer. He's an apikoros. So what are the ikrim in the Torah? Everything. This, if you look on the bottom in the Ha'aris, who are the people that were misnaged to the Rambam? Ha'abar Benel, b'sefer Roish Emuna. That's not small fry. Rav Yaakov Emden Bahakdama L'Sidr Beis Yaakov Kosav Shashir Yigdal Lohei Mekubal Arizal. We're going to talk about Shir Yigdal. Did we speak about that at all yet? Yigdal? No. We're going to talk about it. Okay, so let's stop here for a moment. There, part of the davening, right in the beginning of the davening, is we say Yigdal. Many people sing Yigdal Friday night. Anyone do that? Yigdal. Well, guess what? Yigdal is a very interesting tefillah. It's actually the machlokes who constructed the tefillah of Yigdal, but it uncannily it is a direct reflection of the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikrim. So if someone wants to turn to the Yud Gimel Ikrim of the Rambam, you got it?
Yeah.
He's going to read the Yud Gimel Ikrim and I'm going to read the Yigdal. And you're going to see that they exactly correlate. It's fascinating. That's part of why we sing Yigdal, to kind of like remind us of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. First one, just say it like in short. That's the second one, really. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. There's 13 lines of Yigdal. So the first one is Nimtzavein Eis Limitziusai. He exists. The second one. Ein Loy Demus Aguf Ein Aguf. These are all. Well, if you go through the Yud Gimel Ikrim, you'll see every Ikr is a different line in Yigdal. 13 lines in Yigdal, 13 Ikrim.
So we see them every day, even if you don't see the animals. You're saying. If you say Yigdal,
so the Arizal didn't say Yigdal, according to what we're seeing over here from Rabbi Yaakov Emden.
Oh, for the same reason, doesn't allow.
Shmipnei she'ena nachon lahamid ikre amuna b'toyra al yedei gimel yud gimel bilvad. The Arizal felt it shouldn't be yud gimel ikre. That's a big machloikas, the Rambam and Arizal. Ki rabim hema kishishim ribu oisius. There's 600,000 letters in the Torah. How many ikrim are there according to the Arizal?
600,000.
600,000. Okay, so we're going back to the top. Mitzad Sheni, Yeshnam Shesovim Sheyef Shel Hakers Toras Hashem Beli Yedias HaIkrim. The others that say you need to know the Ikrim. It's critical to know this. Who are those? Who's that famous for the Yud Gimel Ikrim? The Rambam. There's also the Sefer Ikrim. There's a Sefer called Sefer Ikrim, which is written. Achena Rambam Baatzma Mavar Sherak Leidei Amuna Yud Gimel Ikrim Yesh La Adam Chelak Bolam Haba. Person has to know these 13 principles. Only through having these 13 principles is a person of chelik olam haba. So we've got a raging machlekes: Abar Benel, Arizal on one side, Rambam and Sefer Ikrim on the other. Is there such a thing as an ikr? Now let's continue. Harbe kushyos al Rambam bo mitoich hanocha. A lot of people are going to attack the Rambam based on a hanocha. What does the word hanocha mean?
Preparation.
No, a
practice.
No, it's a right. There's an assumption, a preconceived notion, a preconception. Shahamuvan ikur. What does the word ikur mean? Anyone? Word ikur. What?
Main.
Core. Anyone know the word for ikur?
Foundation.
Most important foundation. Excellent. Those are excellent. You guys are going to... I think that most important goes with main, and core goes with foundation. I think it's basically two different shatim. Here goes. Sha'amuvan ikur hu kemoi ikur shel ilon v'yisoid shel binyon. Achabar benel miyashiv izaram shakamonis milas ikur lefam mishamish leshen ikur v'tafel. V'emesh aram makam makam is mechanas amusul klolim v'loshon ikrim. Klolim means, what does klal mean?
General.
So it's more of a general thing. The Ram doesn't necessarily mean that there's something that's more that's more important than something else. The Ram just means there are certain things that they're the general overview. They're more all-encompassing. Of course, everything else is important, but all that is nichlal in the ikur. Someone can think of ikur differently, like there's an ikur of a of a tree, and then there's the tuffle of the tree. Like there's the what's it called?
Trunk.
The trunk, and there's the branches. The branches aren't so important. Yeah, focus on the trunk.
I'm sure we think you come up with another ikker of what you can't.
These are them. Rambam said there's 13. So if you look at it as like the trunk of the tree and the branches, so you're saying the branches aren't important. What does the Barbanel and the Arizal say to that? Chas v'shalom. The branches, every single, you can't even take away even the smallest little letter. We need every little twig, every little leaf on the branch. We need the entire tree. What?
Those are just taking away. Things are more important to focus on.
So what does that mean, more important than others?
Making other ones not so
that means they're not so important. They're not as, they're not so, if you say some are more, they're broad sweeping.
To live your life, you have to believe in certain stuff. The other ones, if you don't, say are not as good.
What are you saying? If you don't believe in the other ones, not that important.
No, not that important. Just you can live your life without like knowing exactly.
Right. So you don't need to know it. You say you don't need to know it. Then it's
not
important.
You're not denying it.
No. So we're assuming that the meaning of ikker is that certain is the more important than others. What he's saying is these are the overview. If you focus on this, you basically get everything. That's what the Rambam is saying. These Yud Gimel and Ikrim basically cover everything. If it's covering everything, so then it's okay to say that. But to say that there's the important part, like if you cut off the branches of the tree, is the tree going to die? No.
No.
Right? So if you cut off a few different things in the Torah, is everything going to be okay? No. No. That's what people can perhaps, you know, misconstrue the Rambam as saying, but that's not what he meant. He didn't mean, listen, as long as you got the trunk in place, as long as the foundations are good, as long as you got your, you still have your, what's it called, of the tree? Your trunk of the tree? They cut off some branches here and there, don't worry about it. It's all grow back. It's all fine. The tree will keep, it will stay alive.
Isn't there a Gemara that's like, you can, like, the Torah basically summed up in three things or one thing.
Whatever. Ah, so we discussed this Gemara. The Gemara said, Ba.
Yeah.
Chabakuk. The Midon al Achas. Tzadik Be'emunah. So Yichye. So that's the Chayra, a good smach for the Rambam that we were talking about. That if, but there are questions because they misunderstood what the word ikker means. Over there, the Gemara doesn't say that it's an ikker. The Gemara says Hamidon, maybe that's foundation. Okay, very good.
Right.
Very good. Okay. There's other questions they asked on the Rambam, like, for example, why did he choose these things as being the ikrim? That was Rafal Geli's question. Like, why don't you have other ikrim? There should be more ikrim. Or why are these things important? Why is it important to know that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Av of all the Nevuim? Why is that important to know, Moshe Rabbeinu? That's an ikker. Well, how do we? What do you say that Yigdal? Anyone always say that Yigdal? Lo kam bi Yisrael ki Moshe. That's a Yigdal. Why does it have to be Yigdal? Why does it have to be Lo kam bi Yisrael ki Moshe?
I think he came down and made everything up.
Why does it have to be the highest? One of the ikkurim is you have to believe in all of the Vim. Another ikker is Moshe Rabbeinu has got to be the highest. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu have to be the highest? Why is that necessary? And ask a different question over here. Why is Tchias HaMesim important?
Moshe Rabbeinu is important because it's basically like a Muras HaChama, basically.
But there's all the Chacham. We're saying one of the ikrim is you have to believe in all the Nevi'im. So you got to believe in all the Nevi'im. That's Muras HaChama. Why do we have to know that?
Because
anyone would say, oh, I want the motion.
Because we
don't want people to argue on any of the Nevi'im.
It's the first mission on Birkei Avos. I mean, basically, Moshe Kavos.
It could be that Moshe is more critical in the Messiah than other Nevi'im. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai. Moshe was maybe a critical. What'd you say?
That's it, because I'm saying others are less important.
No, because that's also an.
He's the most important.
Yes,
because correct.
That's
correct.
But it's not
that's
true.
Correct.
Not
it,
important,
is.
Right?
It is.
They're less important.
Moshe Rabbeinu was a higher level of Nevuah. It's necessary for us to know that.
Equally.
No, they're not equal. Moshe Rabbeinu is a high level of Nevuah.
I have to believe them all equally.
You have to believe in all of them. So the question is, Moshe Rabbeinu somehow, because he was a more prominent part of the Messiah, then therefore we need to somehow believe in him more. Who's doing Moshe Rabbeinu? Anyone know?
I think it's the eighth. Check that out. Looks like it's 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7? What's number 8?
That's Moshe
Cousins.
The Torah's Moshe.
Oh.
Who's 7?
Moshe Cousins.
Okay, there you go. Moshe Vad Moshe. So Moshe's going to speak to us about why it's so important that Moshe Rabbeinu. You got it? That's your job. There's a question that the Sefer Ikrim asks on the Rambam. Anyway, let's keep going. Hashir Yigdal.
Oh.
Mechovin Kineged Ayud Gimel Ikrim Shel Rambam. Ach Yeshlam Kama Deos Mihu Mechaber Hashir. It's a lot of different opinions. Who wrote the Shir? The Rabbi Yaakov Emden said that the Rambam wrote this, the Song of Yigdal. Right? There's a lot of different opinions of who wrote the Shir. Someone says that someone named Rav Daniel from Rome wrote the Shir 100 years after the Rambam died. Hisnagdus loimer es Hashir Yigdal b'mishnei machanos. There's a lot of people that have hisnagdus. What was the word hisnagdus?
Opposed.
Opposed. Opposition to saying Yigdal.
How come it became part of davening?
It did become.
Why did it become? Why did it become a part of everyday davening?
Why not
an
imam?
We're going to...
What's the pshat that we made it? Okay, is it because... Then why are we putting it a part of our...
I guess they won the machlekes. I guess I wonder if there's a sitter ari, if anyone has a sitter ari, if it's in Yigdal. Does anyone here have a sitter ari?
Really close
on this. If anyone has a sitter ari, does Chabad use nusach ari?
Yeah.
We have any Chabad screws here? No one, right? No one. Carl McGallowitz. Okay, fine. Mitzad echad el shisnagdu etzem a musig iker. Mitzad sheni gam iskimu la musig iker. V'hayu mehem shisnagdu shiigdo mechshash shepshuteam yitu loyme shaze iker toyre v'ashar hu rak tofel. So there's two different reasons why people were opposed to Yigdal. One reason is they're opposed to the whole idea. And even for the greatest philosophers and scholars, there's no such thing. The whole thing doesn't exist. There are others that oppose to it for a different reason. They oppose because they were afraid when people would look at the Siddur and open up Yigdal, they'd say, okay, this is all I need to know. This is all that makes a difference. The people that would make a mistake, maybe you're right, really, there's such a thing as Ikrim. But it's going to be misconstrued. It's going to be misunderstood.
That's why I took Shema out of...
Yeah, that was, we're going to talk about that. That's what we're going to talk about. That's the next thing. So look on the bottom in 12. Hamaril shalol shir yigdal of ne ame haaretz shasoyvrim shabaze toli kol mitzvus umisyayish and mikam mitzvus asay veloys asay. The Maril is the one that says that people, the Amaratzim, are going to make the mistake. Maybe you're right. There's such a thing. But people, now, so here we are. If you look at the next page, turn it over. There is a source for this type of situation. Hisnagdus lamiras aseres adibris v'toch kriyashma. That there was a discussion in the Gemara if we should put aseres adibris, the Ten Commandments, in kriyashma. We should say it every day. The Mishnah mat eres hechshe v'bayis hamikdash ayo oimrim aseres adibris. In the Beis HaMikdash, they would say there's a difference. It's part of the tefillah, the regular regiment in tefillah. Ugamor mesaperes shagam bechutz the Beis HaMikdash ratzu lichlo l'saser s'dibris l'soicha tefillah acha chachamim manu zois michshash she'amei ha'oretz yechshavu sherak aser s'dibris misinai. You're afraid someone's going to misunderstand it and think that only says there's Misinai. So you see that there's precedent for this idea that sometimes there's certain things that should not be said because people are going to misunderstand.
But it still should be said. It's not in Shema. That's the only thing.
Okay, so the question is if you can incorporate it into the tefillah. We didn't incorporate it into the tefillah, so we want to incorporate Yigdal into the tefillah. As Tzvi Eli said, can I say Aseres Adibros? A lot of Siddurim have right
after
Animamim. At the end, they have Animamim and Aseres Adibros. I guess the two go together. I can understand why.
How come the Animamim say I believe? Why is it not that you have to believe? Why does he say it as in that?
Because you do have to believe it. You're making a statement that I do believe. That I Animamim is a testament. It's not telling me what I have to do, it's saying I do do it. Now, this is where it gets tricky. You ready? We're going to get into a shtickle taira. Gam haminig lamoid b'shas kriyas ha-taira avu aseres ha-dibras oira his snagdus. any of you sit during Kriyas HaTorah as a general rule? Any of people here sit during Kriyas HaTorah? Raise your hand, please. If you're comfortable.
As a general rule, or as I sit?
As a general rule.
I usually sit.
You sit. Yeah, I'm saying, but you sit. Anyone stands during Kriyas HaTorah as a general rule?
I like to stand.
Okay. Does anyone stand at any particular portion of Kriyas HaTorah? Zundel for what? What? You stand for the Elias? All the Elias?
No. Baruch Hu. What do we do? Or are we
is there anyone that does stand for a particular? As Yashu, you stand?
In the Torah?
Yeah.
Or every day?
Just as Yashir?
Okay.
I try to stand for the entire Kriyas HaTorah. So let's start with why. Does anyone know why I stand for Kriyas HaTorah? You stand for Kriyas HaTorah? No, Torah, when we got Torah from Sinai, everyone was standing. So in order to reenact, that's what Kriyas HaTorah is, reenactment. So therefore, as many people have the minhag to stand, which I try to do. Many of you sit because Lamaisa, we're not makbid on that bizman. I said we should all be standing right now.
Why is it going to be makbid to sit?
Well, we're not makbid
on that. No one's makbid to sit.
Why is it a general rule for somebody to sit?
No, I'm just saying, my point was, there are people that stand for other things. Are there any times that you would stand for Kriyas HaTorah? As Yashir, Aseres HaDibros. So there's actually a big debate about that. There's many people that do not, as a rule, will not stand for Aseres HaDibros.
Well, I stand up, I think, before the Aliyah and sit down after the Aliyah.
So same thing.
It's different. Some people sit down right after.
This is more important than everything else.
Because this is saying that this is more important. Now, if you stand for the whole thing, so then you stand for the whole thing. But there's some people that have a hisnagdus, a opposition, preconceived notion, something else. Opposition to standing during Kriyas HaTorah. That's what he says over here.
If you're standing the whole thing, then how do you show by those things that it's...
You don't. That's the point.
Isn't that such a it is more important than most...
More important. Everything's important. So read this. Here goes. HaRambam hisnageh bitkifus. The Rambam was misnaged. What does that mean?
Opposed.
Bitkifus.
Strongly.
Very strongly opposed to people that stood during Aseres HaDibros. People shouldn't say there's different levels in Torah. And that these are the Iker. The Rambam was very strongly opposed. Imkain. Hold on a second. Who is opposed? Who doesn't like the people to think that there's Ikrim?
The one who writes the Yud Gimel Ikrim?
We got a stira in Rambam. Sarach Hezber, Kate Sadler, Choshesh HaRambam, Limnois Ikrim Batoira. TBC, Rabbi Sai. Tomorrow's Tuesday.
You already said it.
Nothing we got Thursday.
Tomorrow. What? He's included. He already said
I don't know what I just did.
Thursday, we have